So it's having the motion, Kathy's motion to rescind before the committee reports?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a fundamental motion.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that we all recognize that it's going to take a significant amount of time, because it's not just a question of structure, but it's a political question that's being raised as well.
Okay. Other people on the stack? We don't have a specific motion, so anything having to do with the agenda?
This is Nia Bill.
Nia?
Yeah. I had one who was going to read Robert's rules on the motion to rescind real quickly, and it doesn't get priority. It's just a matter of where, you know, we vote to have it.
Where are you at in our Robert's rules?
We landed on, what is this, 30106? What was I going to say? Lost my train of thought, Summer. Yeah. So, it would make sense that if this gets approved, which it almost sounds like if people have some idea already that this is going to be approved, then it would make sense to put it at the top. The affiliates task force motion, okay. I mean, that needs to go there. For me, what's a priority is that that the CFO and the ED's reports be up front. And mm-hmm. also the budget. The foundation still does not have an approved budget. We're going to 8 months. I think that should be a priority over everything else.
Absolutely.
Where we are. I going here, there, and everywhere, to me, that's not a priority. That should be our number one priority as far as I'm concerned for the next 8-9 months. So I would like for that discussion of the K budget to be back there and the budget overall.
Okay. Is there any objections to that? So we get that settled? Okay. Sounds like that's agreed to by everybody.
Is that a motion or what was that? Was that a motion? Or?
It is everything that everybody's talking about, where to put what on the agenda. So what happened with the affiliates task force? Was that a motion to put it at number 2 or 3? What did we do there? So whatever
nothing
was done
yet.
Okay, so.
I just kind of was hoping that we can get everybody's ideas first, but if you want to go ahead and make this a motion, that's fine. Right after the ED and CFO report to have the budget approvals for
absolutely.
The KPFK and the overall. Okay.
Absolutely. The KPFK budget and the foundation's overall budget be approved.
Okay, any objections to that? Okay.
Okay.
So that's approved. Okay, so, other suggestions for the agenda?
Okay, so let me get this straight, because I'm working on the agenda while we're doing this. Okay, so what we have here then would be essentially we would go, our call to order, roll call, quorum, attendance, agenda approval, minutes approval. I would like to have a brief discussion of that here on this meeting before we get to next week and lose a bunch of time there. Then we get the executive director report, followed by the CFO report. I feel like my chair report is frequently inconveniently placed there, because there's no point in having me in between the CFO and the budget approval. So we basically have management reports, and then we're going to go to the KPFK and foundation budget approval, and then to the motion to rescind. And depending on how that goes, will affect what happens with Teresa's motion. And then we would go to the affiliates task force. Does that gel with what everybody's hearing here? And then from there, we would go to the rest of the committee, reports and motions, if there are any. And then we have all the old business. Am I hearing that correctly? Because I'm making notes on all of that.
I second that. Yeah, that sounds like it to me.
Carolyn,
this is Teresa. Thank you.
Okay. Carolyn and then Teresa?
Yeah, I would suggest that the executive director or the chair or somebody place firm time limits on each item. What I found last time looking at the agenda was that the total number of minutes proposed exceeded the number of minutes we had agreed to. I think the three-hour limit on meetings is sometimes unrealistic if we expect to avoid some of these lengthy teleconferences and some of these in-person meetings. So I think the time limits that Summer suggests should really be agreed to firmly in advance and not moved immediately to change by adding another 20 minutes to them. If we could all agree to that, I think it would be helpful in setting the agenda.
Mm-hmm. And can I be back on the stack
okay,
after Teresa?
Okay.
Thanks.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Yes, I really would. I would like the affiliate task force resolution, which was requested by the PNB and unanimously came from the task force and has been on the agenda since December, I would like that to come first. Because I know there may be some people on the call who disagree, but I really don't think that it's going to be very controversial. I don't think it should take up very much time. And if people do have differences of opinion on it, I sure wish they would contact me so we could discuss it.
Okay, so you're suggesting that the affiliates task force be first in the group of committee reports and committee and task force reports.
Well, yes, but you've already put those committee and task force reports after the rescinding issue, and that rescinding issue could be very time consuming, and then
okay,
we won't get to it.
I just want to clarify what you want. So you want, when do you want it? Do you want it to be the first of the task force and committee reports?
After I would
the
like
rescinding
it before.
Motion?
I would like that. It's old business. It's been on the agenda. I don't know whether it should have to come with the committee reports. I would like it. I would say you can put the rescinding after affiliate task force, and then I would be happy.
I think we're going to need to take a vote on this, actually, Bill. Maybe.
Yeah, and I don't want to have this devolve into a big fight where we waste 30 minutes on agenda approval at the meeting, too.
Totally.
That's what I'm afraid of.
And may I speak?
Okay, yeah, Summer.
Thank you. You know, and I do take into account what Carolyn is saying. I think, you know, because we have much lingering old business and it's almost impossible to get through the entire agenda with any time. I plan on using a very obnoxious alarm feature on the cell phone here and put it right next to the regular phone to keep the minutes going so that everyone hears something that sounds like a fire alarm. So we all know we're at time on this agenda item. And then it's kind of up to the group to keep moving from thing to thing. I don't think it's even remotely possible to actually get all the way through the open session agenda and also have a closed session. It would be nice, like, you know, if we are able to get things off of the agenda at each meeting that and not just load it back up, that we could eventually get rid of everything that's on the agenda. You know, because a lot of these motions are old and have been kicking around a really long time. But I think this underlying issue right now in terms of priority at the top of the agenda is probably going to require maybe a vote by this group now. And then, like, let's not fight over it when we get to the meeting next week, hopefully. You know, and in theory, we could just move from one thing to the other and actually be able to get through all of that. I doubt we would get too much past the affiliates task force. In most likelihood, all those motions that are still lingering from, you know, previous eras are still probably linger until the next meeting as well. I would like to suggest if Arlene and LaVarne wouldn't be offended if I could give my chair report before their management report so that it could flow seamlessly from the CFO report into the KPFK and foundation budgets without my feeling like I'm inserting myself in the middle of that financial stuff. So, and then I think we should probably vote on whether the motion to rescind and the, you know, the Saturday, the meeting schedule motions, whether those come next after those budgets or the affiliates task force motion comes next after those budgets. At least that's what I'm hearing here.
Arlene?
Okay. Yeah, Arlene?
I don't have any problem with that, Summer. You're welcome to go first.
Thank you. I just want to make myself out of the way so we can get through the business.
Well, I can all also right. tell you that for this meeting, I don't expect to have a long report at all. I think LaVarne will be much longer. She can speak to that, but she's got 6-month figures, so that's
sure
important, and I'll probably touch on that and not too much else. Where I do see the need for some time is to make sure that we cover the executive session, and I will need more time there.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah, that's sort of how
okay,
I feel about it, too. We need finance time on the open session.
Okay, so what you were suggesting, Summer, is a little different than what Teresa was saying. You're saying, we'll give the chair report first before the ED and CFO. Is there any objections to that, anybody?
How many minutes?
It's 5 minutes. You know I'm not going to use the whole 5 minutes.
Yes, you will. Okay, go ahead.
It's just rearranging that little order of management report so that we can flow from the CFO's report into the KPFK and foundation budgets, because that seems like a natural flow to me.
Okay, so it's mostly reporting out from the last executive session.
Totally.
Anyway, right? Okay. And then you're suggesting that the Kathy's motion to rescind be right after the budgets. So we have the ED CFO report, budgets, then the Kathy's motion to rescind, and then the
Affiliate task force.
And the other Teresa's
motion on the Saturday issue also goes right after Kathy's motion to rescind, because if Kathy's motion is successful, that will vitiate Teresa's motion. If it's not, then it's appropriate. You know what I mean? It still deals with the scheduling for the meeting. So, and then from there, straight into affiliate task force.
Well, it would come under coordinating committee report anyway.
Oh, there you go.
Which would be relatively soon.
So there you go. So it still has a place to be. Okay. So, but I think Teresa is objecting to that, and if I'm understanding her, would like to have the affiliates task force before the motion to rescind, and that's where I see we're having the issue tonight that we need to get settled.
Yes, so if we could get consensus on this and then talk to people before the meeting so we don't have a big fight at the...
Sure.
Waste time at the meeting. Anybody else? Comment on this?
Could we please assign the number of minutes to these things?
Yeah. Good idea. You have a suggestion?
Carolyn, on the check, please.
Go on in and see the movie.
Okay, hold on a second, Carolyn. Okay, Nia, did you have a suggestion for number of minutes?
I think some of us need 5 minutes. How many minutes did you need, Arlene? I think we need to ask the people who made the... how many minutes does Arlene need?
I think Hello? 5 minutes to me.
Okay.
Is that five?
Yes.
What about LaVarne for her report?
LaVarne?
Yeah, go ahead, LaVarne.
I wasn't sure whether I was on mute. You know, whatever time that you have remaining, since Arlene, since Summer is their time will be less, she said, and Arlene needs about five. So, yeah, so we can do the, I think we need to structure how we're going to do, I guess I'll talk with Tracy how we're going to do the KPFK budget and what was approved in the Finance Committee. So we can have Tracy, you know, do that along with my report. And I don't know, then questions, probably no more than 15, I would hope.
Is that including budget approval?
That includes
or?
A budget.
Yeah, well, like I said, I would have Tracy do that. Tracy has been coordinating in terms of what the changes are. So, and we have to go over that, and we should have Ken and Kim on that discussion too. So, I don't know how long that would take. It shouldn't take long because it's going through the NFC. So maybe about, I don't know, 8 minutes or so on that, and then another 10 to 12. So maybe in total 20 minutes.
Can we make sure we get all the stuff in writing to the by email to the all the board at least 2 days in advance so they have time to look at it first?
Yeah, that's what the little conversation I've had back and forth with Nia. That's what we're trying to do as the hardest we can. But we found that the bank reconciliations hadn't been done, so you have to do that in order to do the balance sheet. So I'm ambitious with what I plan to do, and we will and definitely. You know, we're looking at hopefully tomorrow the last in terms of getting that stuff in. So absolutely.
Okay, well, I realize the Finance Committee is the day before the PNB, but if we're going to be, like whenever
you send
the information to the Finance Committee, you could send it to the PNB. Would that work, the budget, budgets?
Yeah, we've already decided, I believe, on the budget for KPFK. So that's, I think that's
okay.
Summer to the staff.
Okay, yeah, Summer. There's still a lot of background noise.
Big
Please,
time.
Somebody needs to mute. #1. Okay, Summer.
Thank you. Yes, I guess I had a question and a comment. I think we need to allocate a specific amount of time for the CFO report and separately allocate the time for budget approval, one. And I guess, two, I think there may be a little more time required for discussion on the budget. And three, is that including a final foundation budget now? That, well, I guess we did approve that at some months ago, but I mean, is there going to be a follow-up on foundation budget approval now that we finally will be approving this last stray unit? Because that may require a little additional discussion. So just could you clarify on that, LaVarne? And also, I guess the other thing is because the K budget has been approved out of NFC, it just needs to be distributed to the board. It doesn't have to wait until NFC meets again
the
night before.
No. Oh, this is LaVarne. No, it doesn't. Like
there's someone talking in the background.
Somebody else is talking. Can we let LaVarne talk, please?
Hi, we're asking about the green.
Somebody's talking to somebody else. Please mute your phone.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Sorry, I'm going to mute.
Okay, go ahead, LaVarne.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Yeah, Tracy is working on that, and I think when Kim was on the phone today, she wants to make sure that that Ken and Kim, who have been working closely with this too, get on it. So Tracy said she was going to try to get it done shortly, so I'll give her a call. Let's send her an email tonight and see where she is, and as soon as she looks at that, your group look at it, then we should release it. And as far as the foundation budget, like, you know, we've been working with a consolidated budget mm-hmm. since they were finally passed, even before it was finally passed. So that's the budget when I compare numbers to budget. It's all of the budgets, including the KPFK budget that was not approved initially. So what we have to do is look at, you know, what the changes were the NFC approved, you know, flow that into the P&L, the proposed, revised budget for KPFK. But yeah, the total budget is basically what we've been working on all the time. And there's nothing you can do to change the first 6 months. I mean, that's done, that's fixed. And so what we're looking at is like what the total budget for KPFK should be. So we're going to flow the numbers through there, see what it is, and then might have to look at it again. But basically following the NFC approval on changes.
Okay. But if everybody can, we'll need to encourage everybody to look at the budget before the meeting and hopefully get their questions asked in advance, so we don't have to extend time for 2 hours on the budget discussion.
I'm sorry, but just want to say, or even send questions to all of us on the NFC if you have questions before then. Just send the questions to us, and we'll see if we can answer them before then. And that would work really well.
Summer?
Yeah,
Bruno.
Okay, go ahead, Summer.
Just is
somebody else first? I forgot. Somebody else mentioned their name earlier.
This is me, Bill. I'm talking as loud as you can. Yeah.
Okay.
Now I am totally confused. I don't understand how is it that we have a budget when the independent auditor wrote that up as an exception that we don't have a budget. So if we didn't give him the budget, could that be sent to us, the one that's the thing that we have?
Well, I don't know why he wrote it that we hadn't either. I can't tell you that. The only thing I can tell you is that we do have a budget. When the numbers that come out that say better, worse than budget, it is the budget that we had. The KPFK part was not approved, but that's the total number. So I don't know why he said we didn't have a budget. Maybe it was much earlier in the cycle when he said we didn't have a budget. We have to call Ross and ask him.
Okay, and just to clarify, you know, I'm on the NFC too, so the KPFK LSB hasn't approved the budget, but, you know, they were supposed to get all this done by April 1st, and it didn't happen. So the NFC has made some adjustments to come up with a balanced budget, and that's what we're talking about, right, LaVarne?
The budget that, right, that we came up with, the NFC developed the other night. Was that just, when was that, last week?
What was the question, LaVarne?
I said, when was that? Last Thursday? When we did
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
The 12th. We could go today.
Okay,
I'm sorry. There's still a lot of noise. Who wanted to speak?
This is Arlene. I was trying to finish. I wasn't finished.
Okay, Nia, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm saying, if Kay's budget was not approved, the foundation does not have a budget. The foundation has a budget when all the parts are approved and rolled up into one final budget. And that's what we need to have a few days before so that we can analyze this and approve it or not.
Hi, this is LaVarne.
Okay, LaVarne.
This is it. I'm not going to say any more on it. We're working with a budget. The K budget was not approved. The first 6 months, we had a budget. So, therefore, there was a budget. It wasn't like when I first came on and there wasn't a budget because there was a hole in the budget. But that's what we're working with. This was a guide, and that's what you have. Always have to have a budget. So that was it.
Summer to the
Okay, but... Okay, but, yeah, it's, I think Nia's point was that we didn't have an approved budget, but hopefully we will after the PNB meeting
that's
next week.
True.
Right, okay. Okay, Summer?
As I recall, well, the exact wording in the auditor's letter is, as of the date of this report, the FYE 9/30/11 budget had not been approved for all divisions. That would cover KPFK.
Thank you.
So
I was going to ask Ross. I'm sorry.
For all divisions, so that's covering K. And as those who were on the board last year may recall, and as I recall it, is that we did approve a national office operating budget based on the reduced income assumption passed by the National Finance Committee. We did not pass the expense portion of the budget, but we had reduced it to what we thought was reasonable, which I believe is going to correlate with the budget that has now been passed by the National Finance Committee, and that was the basis upon which the National Office based the foundation budget, so that there was a working numbers to work with. So, and I don't think
I don't think we need to go into the details now. We just need to get the agenda established.
Well, I just mean in terms of clarity. I don't think we have to reapprove the national budget because we did have working assumption numbers that we could go forward.
Right, but if we have, in terms of the time for this, if we can get everybody to look, encourage everybody, let's all encourage each other to get other people from our stations to look at the budgets before the meeting, and then maybe that won't take so long.
It's
okay,
to
other
they distribute too.
Right, so how long are we allowing for the budgets then? Tracy and Lavorne are going to have 15 minutes to talk about, is it budgets then primarily, I guess, Lavorne?
Yeah, that would be it. And the year-to-date results and what the priorities will be for the next 6 months.
Okay, 15 minutes is enough for all that?
For me, it will be.
Okay. Yeah, Arlene? Go ahead, Arlene.
I feel we need to allow 30 minutes. First of all, we have 6 month figures, and so we need to be aware of those, and hopefully people will have looked at them. I certainly have some cautions to put out strongly that I can do as part of my report, and if that's going to be the case, then I need to extend mine to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But that will be part of Lavarne's report, and then the budgets. I'm saying that we need to give Lavarne 15 minutes for her report, and we need to allow 30 minutes for the budget. And if we can do it faster, that's wonderful.
Second that.
Okay, so 15 minutes for Lavarne's report plus 30 more minutes for budgets.
That's right.
Summer to the start.
Okay, and that'll allow time for discussion. And then you want 10 minutes, Arlene, for the ED report? I think that makes sense if you're going
to
have
Carolyn to the stack, please.
Specifics. Okay, Carolyn.
Yeah, I'm concerned. I thought Summer was ahead of me, though. She just asked to be put on the stack.
Oh, did
I did,
did
but it's okay, Carolyn. I've
Summer?
Spoken more than
okay.
you have. I just have something to say about the times. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. This is about the times, too. Given that this may be long and contentious, I'm going to ask that the motion to rescind the one meeting per year rule, Kathy Davis's motion, be put on at a time certain at 10:15 p.m. That's a motion. Just to make sure we get to it. If we agree now, then we'll just work around that. It shouldn't take very long to discuss that.
Even if we're in the middle of budgets?
Even if we're in the middle of budgets, thank you. But the budgets are going to be perpetual, I'm afraid. But this has to be decided now if we're going to be changing our meetings. It's bad enough trying to get reservations and everything else without leaving it to the last minute. So, yes, I would like this to be time certain.
Well, this is Bill. I understand it'd be nice to get that done, but I don't think it's as important as the budgets and some of this other stuff. And if we do rescind, it doesn't mean we have to have a meeting at the beginning of June. It could be in July or something like that, or whenever we can have adequate time to plan and prepare for it. I think.
All right, then how about 10:30?
Well, I just don't think we need a time certain for it.
And,
but
well, if we
but if you want to make that motion, that's okay.
I would like to see that we have some agreement that this is important. It shouldn't take more than 10 or 15 minutes. People's minds will be pretty much made up by the time we get there. So it's not as if it's going to be dragged on and then extended for half an hour, the way the budget might be easily, and rightly so. But I think we could dispense with this, you know, very, very quickly.
Okay, so you want a time certain of what?
15 minutes at 10:15 or 10:30, whatever time you think. I haven't been keeping track of how many minutes and adding up to.
Summer to the sack.
Okay, well, pick a time, but okay, well, we'll get that filled in a minute. Okay, I think I heard Arlene and Summer.
Yes.
Arlene?
Okay.
There's somebody ringing in the background. If that's you, mute your phone, please. Okay, Arlene.
In relation to that, adding the meeting, I think one more thing that's going to come up from the Washington contingent, and Kimry may want to jump in on this, but is the fact that in the cycle of meetings, Washington actually should have been the next site. And the reason we traded it with Los Angeles was because we were looking at April, which is the most expensive month in Washington. I've gotten several calls from people in Washington that are pretty upset that they're being bypassed. So I think that will also be coming up as part of this whole issue of the next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, 20 minutes then. Time certain at 10:30 for 20 minutes.
Anybody else want to talk about Carolyn's motion?
I've been on
putting
the fact for
Kathy's
a long time,
motion so. To rescind it at time certain. Go ahead,
Bill?
Summer?
Thanks.
Yes.
I concur with what Arlene said in terms of needing additional time for the budgets. I think if you make the time too short, it's unrealistic. So I think we should have the 10 minutes for Arlene, 15 minutes for LaVarne, the half an hour for the budget. I do want to point out that when we get into this time certain, we're treating this as if we had 3 hours in open session, which we don't. So if we're going to have a closed session as well, 2 hours is probably the max that we could spend in open session to allow an hour for closed session. Otherwise, we'll continue to have four-hour meetings, which isn't the end of my day, but I know it's really hard on people on the East Coast. If we add up all the time and we actually stick to our times, we'll probably be at an hour and a half very shortly. So maybe she wants to move up the time certain. I mean, I think if we have our report short and we stick to our half hour on our budget, that's what, 45 minutes, 55? It's a little over an hour and change. We're at an hour and a half. And then, of course, there we have the affiliates task force again. So I'm just I'm pointing that out as an issue. We don't actually have 3 hours in open session if we're going to have a closed session. So,
are you suggesting 10:15 or 10?
I might suggest a 10. I'm doing the times right now. I'm doing the agenda on my phone as we do this. So I can get back with you in a second as I look over the times here. But, yes, I might say move it up a little if we're going to have any time to actually also do the affiliates task force issues. And, frankly, acknowledgments are nice, but only sometimes do we have people to acknowledge, and it depends on how fast we get quorum. So, you know, we got 3 minutes, 5 minutes, let's see. You know, if we don't argue a lot over agenda approval and we get it hashed out tonight, I do want to go back and have a discussion on those minutes because those are contentious, and I don't want to get really lost there either. But we've got, like, 10, 15, 25, like 30 minutes, 45. Yeah, we end up having, like, almost an hour and a half chewed up before we even get to the rescission motion. And then if we have half an hour on that, we're at 2 hours and we haven't gotten to the affiliates task force. So the more we can tighten it up, the better. But, yes, if you want a time certain, I would probably say, you know, an hour and a half into the meeting is you shouldn't make it later than that for sure.
All right. Now, so 10 o'clock then. Let's aim for 10.
You know, and it still leaves us time for the financial stuff if we're diligent.
All right, that's good. All right, I'll change that then, Bill, to 10 p.m., time certain.
Okay, for Kathy's motion to rescind. Okay, Kathy. Can we go ahead and vote on that?
How much time do we want to allocate for that? Anybody have, that may be quite contentious and take, you know, that could take 15, 20 minutes, half an hour or two, depending on how it goes.
Well, if we do our homework and talk to each other on the phone beforehand, it won't take as long.
I'd say 10 minutes, and let's force people to extend time if we need more time.
All right.
10 minutes, 15 minutes, what?
15 minutes at least.
15? Okay. What is that noise?
That's the worst typewriter I've ever heard.
I don't know.
So is there objection to that? Can we...
Yeah, there any I won't object. If nobody else wants to object, I'll stay quiet. But
point of information.
Yeah, Teresa?
Are we still saying that affiliates is behind the approval of the KPFK budget and now and behind the rescinding issue? Is that what we're saying?
Yes. If we pass this Carolyn's motion.
Well, I'll just say it's illogical. It's not logical what you're doing here.
Okay. Are there any objections to Carolyn's motion? Okay.
Bill,
Carolyn.
What's Carolyn's
motion? What was that,
motion?
Nia?
I had to step away. I'm sorry. What was Carolyn's motion?
Do you want to restate it, Carolyn?
Yes, it's to move that Kathy's motion to rescind be at time certain at 10 p.m.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so any objections to that?
Well, I object.
Okay. Okay. All right, well, let's see. Summer, you want to call the roll?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I'm writing this down as we go and punching in times. Hold on a second. Let me get back up to everybody's names, and then I'll... Okay, yes, I will call the roll. So this is on Carolyn's motion for time certain of 10 p.m. for 15 minutes for the motion to rescind, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Lydia Brazone?
No.
Okay, one second. I got to make notes as I go. Okay, Summer Reese, yes. Afia Wangaza?
Yes.
Okay, Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Okay, half a second. Doesn't want to do what my fingers tell it. Okay, Tracy Rosenberg is still not on the call, I presume? Okay, Teresa Allen?
No.
Okay, Kimmery Orndorff?
No.
Okay, Arlene?
Yes.
Okay, LaVarne?
I abstain.
Okay, and Bill?
No.
Okay, one moment, please, and I'll give you the numbers. Okay. Okay, and we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 yeses, and 1, 2, 3, 4, hold on, 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 noes and 1 abstention. So the noes have it. The motion fails.
Okay. It's still on the agenda, though, Carolyn. So.
It's just not on at a time certain. That's
right.
All. So let me. I got to make notes as I'm going here. Okay, you keep going.
Okay. Well, it's you know, we do have some other things on our agenda for tonight too. So, is there anything else we need to fix or adjust on the agenda for the next PNB meeting?
I would like to discuss the minutes, please.
Okay. Go ahead, Summer. Minutes?
There were a lot of disagreements about the minutes. I guess I'd like to ask Nia, that came up as an issue on the last call in terms of approval of the minutes, if we're able to resolve that issue between now and then and are able to approve those minutes at the next in-person meeting. Nia, since I think you were the person that had the biggest issue with the minutes, would you like to speak to that at all in terms of... where you're at in terms of approval of the minutes and
Thank you. I am still at the same place. I went back and I listened, and that's not what the audio archives say. So I think it's incumbent upon the two secretaries to go back to listen to see if my hearing is not correct. The executive session one, I don't have. I was going to ask Bill to. If he could share his notes, I know that he takes copious notes, those that have to be from memory, or if someone has the audio. And that's another thing. I would like to make a motion that the audio be available to all directors.
For the executive or the?
to all directors for us to verify, because it's hard to remember. I mean, the other ones I could go back to, and I could listen, which is what I did. So now, like I said, it's on the two secretaries to go back and listen to those. So I'm done with those. I'm on to the executive session. So could I have those audio?
Okay, so you have a motion that the audio be available from executive sessions to all directors. I assume that means for a limited amount of time?
Exactly.
Until the minutes are approved?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, discussion on that motion?
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Okay, Carolyn?
Yeah, we asked Nia to please provide the specific times of the items that she was objected to, and I haven't gotten those yet. So I would like to wait until we got those, because it's really just a double task to have things contested without knowing exactly where they are. It takes forever. It means essentially listening to them two or three times each, and for three-hour meetings, that's a lot of time. The other issue is the question of audios. The audios of executive sessions were made only as a convenience to the recording secretary to be able to listen to the secretary. And I think it is extremely dangerous to have these things floating around. The original motion said that as soon as the executive sessions were approved, the audio should be destroyed, deleted, wiped, whatever, from everybody's possession. And at that point, there was only two people who had them. That was the person doing the recording. And that would be usually John O'Mella, who was scrupulous about not listening as he recorded, just recording, and the recording secretary. So to have them available to others, I think, sets a really dangerous precedent. It just, these things get around. They multiply. And I don't think that they should be available to anyone except the secretary. And I don't think that they should be available to in any quantity, certainly. And certainly not to every director. There's no reason, really, for directors to do that. I would object to that completely, just on the grounds of security. And when things happen, as soon as you have copies floating around, you know, sooner or later, one of them is going to get leaked, and we're going to be in the midst of yet another lawsuit. So I would really strenuously object to that. There's never been a question about that before, and I don't think that it's a good precedent to set.
Bill, this is an open session here now, but Nia, I forget, did you send the specifics of what you were, I think you did send the specific changes that you had, didn't you? Or was it just questions about the
Not by the minutes, that's the problem, Bill.
Did you ask Nia, Bill? Did you recognize
me? Right, I was asking Nia about...
I did send the specifics, and I specifically said I was not going back to listen to it at the second time. John doesn't want to listen twice, but I'm supposed to listen twice? I mean, why is it coming upon me?
Okay, well, we can all go back and look then at your emails about the corrections you felt needed to be made.
Summer to the stack.
It's hard for me to hear you, Nia. There's a lot of noise from someone.
I'm not making any noise. That's not from my end. And I'm saying, I don't understand. I'd like a point of information. What's the difference between giving us an audio and giving us the written copies of the minutes of executive session? What? If you could send audio, you could send email. I don't understand.
Summer to the stack.
Okay, Summer.
Thank you. I think Carolyn's concerns about confidentiality are warranted. The difference, obviously between minutes and audio is minutes are not supposed to be a verbatim transcript of the proceedings of the meeting. They're not supposed to include all the discussion except to say, you know, there was discussion. They're supposed to include motions and actions taken by the board, which can be significantly different than the discussion, which may be more like, you know, making sausage when you're dealing with some of these executive session matters. So minutes are you know, cover the actual important items that have occurred where action has been taken or motion has been passed and not everything that goes on between those items. So they tend to be much sparser than what would be in audio, and I think that the concern is in executive session people discuss and are supposed to be able to discuss rather freely legal matters, financial matters, things which, you know, potentially could be unfavorable in the course of litigation. And so one doesn't tend to want those things available because that may hamper open discussion of legitimate issues facing the organization if there's a fear of the subpoena of audio from those sessions. And I don't believe most organizations retain audio of their executive sessions. That's why you have an executive session so that you can freely discuss and simply have minutes of the actions taken and a report out for the public. So I think when it comes to correcting the minutes, obviously, it is helpful if members do go back and listen to a meeting and say, aha, this is the place where it went wrong, to note approximately where that is so that, you know, the secretaries can find it so that if there is a legitimate discrepancy, it's possible to locate that and say, this is where I see something that is incorrect. Some things I think are more subjective. You know, again, the minutes can't be really changed after the fact. They're simply, you know, a record of what occurred at a meeting. And if there's something incorrect, that can be corrected at a later meeting, but not necessarily the minutes of, you know, what happened at that meeting. So, and then last but not least, when it comes to the approval of the minutes, again, they can be approved by a majority even if there's an objection noted by a member. So, you know, one doesn't have to hold up the approval of minutes. If there's only one person objecting to something, you can note the objection for the record that this member objects at this point, you know, to this aspect of the minutes. So all of the above, I think, you know, obviously one does want to have correct minutes, and I think it is helpful to correcting them if one can identify approximately where in a meeting there's something that you have disagreement about. But I think we can also move forward even when there are objections by noting the objections for the record. And I would also oppose having the, I mean, I've often wished we had the audio because, frankly, I think a lot of important stuff happens in executive session, and you can't prove what went happened. You know, you go, oh, that's where they really said this. But I think there are potential pitfalls there as well, and our job is to protect the foundation. So I think that we should stick to minutes for executive sessions as much as possible. Thank you.
This is Lydia.
Okay, it's getting late. Let's try to be really brief so we can decide what we're going to do about this. Okay, Lydia?
I'd like to make a couple of recommendations and motions for the next meeting. That we come up with specific motions.
Okay. Well, we need to dispose of Nia's motion first.
Well, that's what I'm going to refer to. Okay.
Okay,
is that
like an amendment or a substitute?
Hello.
Is it like an amendment or a substitute then?
What's the motion on the floor?
Do I have the floor or not?
Well, okay, you have the floor, but I was just asking if
you,
it's.
You
if,
know,
if,
you've
if
allowed soliloquies here for the past hour. I have not spoken much. I simply want to express an opinion on Nia's motion.
Okay, go ahead.
Make a recommendation about this meeting thereafter. My first comment about Nia's motion is that the issue here, including with executive sessions, is the fact that there seems to be a pattern that I've certainly encountered even with our coordinating committee, is that the minutes have omissions in them. And so I've had to go back and listen both to the Houston meeting as well as the coordinating committee meeting, etc. We don't have the luxury of a recording for all members. I can understand aspects of that in terms of the executive session. The executive session minutes are far more critical even than our open session minutes in the sense that they are used in legal cases. So that, you know, that is kind of our guidelines as we proceed with some of the legal challenges that we have. I think that if we put our heads together, we can come up with some kind of a compromise where there is not everyone perhaps listening to the executive session again and having it broadly distributed, perhaps the officers, so that it's more than one person that can go back there and if a member raises the question. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying that I would like to have us table this discussion that Nia has proposed for us to come up with a mechanism regarding this And if Nia is willing to have this motion considered at a later meeting, at the next meeting, where some of us have concrete motions. And
okay,
then I have a separate comment about this meeting.
Okay. So you're moving that we table this until we can come up with a...
Not until. Until the next... I'm moving that we table it to our next coordinating committee meeting. But put it on the agenda for that coordinating committee meeting.
Okay, that would be postponed consideration then. If you move to table, then there has to be a motion to take it off the table.
I would love to take it off the table at the next meeting. Just
okay.
Move it.
I think that means postponed consideration.
Whatever you
until
want
the next
it,
meeting.
Call it, please
yeah.
Do it.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, is there any objections to postponing consideration until the next coordinating committee meeting?
I have one question.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just concerned about whether we're approving minutes at the next actual PNB meeting. The underlying issue of what we do with executive session minutes, I would like to not fall grossly behind in the approval of minutes, and those are the Houston minutes from February. So I just, you know, we postponed them last time until this time, so I'm wondering if we're going to be able to do that or if I should simply be taking them off the agenda again.
I don't know. Will that affect
okay.
How you vote on whether or not to postpone consideration?
Thank you.
Body can consider it.
Okay, well, okay, Lydia's moved that we postpone consideration of Nia's motion until the next coordinating committee meeting. Are there any objections to that? Okay, I'm hearing... Teresa?
Could you just please repeat Nia's motion just briefly?
Could you repeat it for us, Nia? Or Summer?
That the recording of executive sessions be available to all directors for verification of written minutes.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm ready to vote now.
Okay. Were there any objections to postponing consideration of this until the next meeting?
Yes, but I would like to object. I think it's a dangerous motion, and I think that we need some legal opinions here before we even bring it forward. So maybe it could be brought again if there were some legal opinions available.
Well, the motion right now is just to postpone consideration of it till the next meeting.
Well, and
so that would let you do that.
I'm explaining why I want to object to it. Thank you.
You're objecting to postponing or?
Postponing, yes.
So we vote. We need to vote.
Okay. All right. Let's. Summer, can you call the roll on this? Right now, this is the motion to postpone consideration.
Consideration of Nia's motion to allow
yes,
members to have audio of the executive sessions, correct?
Right. So we're not voting on Nia's motion. We're voting on
please, one second,
whether to postpone consideration until
okay,
the next coordinating committee.
Just one second. Let me write down. You know, I'm simultaneously putting together the agenda while I'm taking the minutes and
yeah.
Doing the motions here. So one moment, please. Motion to postpone. Okay. One second, and I will call the roll.
And everybody knows what we're voting on, right?
This
just voting whether or not to postpone consideration of Nia's motion.
To provide audio of executive session minutes, of executive sessions to PNB directors, correct? To provide
right.
Audio, okay, of executive session. Okay.
So yes means you want to postpone consideration of it.
And a no means you want to continue discussing it this evening, correct?
Right.
Thank you. Lydia Bazone.
Yes.
I'm going to pass for a moment. Okay. Afia Wangaza.
Pass.
Okay. Carolyn Burden.
No.
Okay. Nia Bediako.
I will reluctantly say yes.
Okay. Tracy Risenberg, still not present, correct? Okay. Teresa Alley.
Did Nia say yes?
She said yes.
Okay. I say yes.
Just so we could move on.
Kimmery Orndorff?
Yes, and I need to get off the call by 11.
Okay. Arlene Engelhardt?
Yes.
LaVon Williams?
I'm abstaining.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Fia Wangaza?
Yes.
Okay, and Summer Reese, I will abstain on this. Thank you. The motion passes.
Can I count seven? Yes. Okay. Okay, somebody's muting or unmuting, I guess. Okay. now, back to, let's see. Okay, we postponed consideration of that. Let's see, where are we now?
This is Lydia. May I make a comment while we're waiting? Is that, can we, since I didn't realize that we were going to be drafting an agenda for the PMB meeting from scratch, may I recommend to the chair or whoever else wants to craft it to provide a draft agenda to the degree that they know prior to the next coordinating committee, if we're going to be doing this each month, so that we can then just fill in the gaps, including with recommended times. I mean, Summer has a good handle on how to craft an agenda. And then, you know, then it would cut the time in half. We have spent an inordinate amount of time, however necessary, to craft this particular agenda. But I do recommend that that happen for the next meeting.
Thank you. May I speak, Bill, to that?
Okay, yeah.
Thank you. Yes, I take that well, Lydia. Basically, the way I see it is we take the previous month's agenda, and that's what I did here, and, you know, the things that have been accomplished obviously are off of the agenda, and as appropriate, things get added to the agenda. Hopefully, I'll get into a good sync with the committees where they'll provide us motions, and we'll know about them ahead of time. So I will go ahead and try to insert things, but I did want to at least get the feedback of the rest of the members here in terms of those, the order of the things that were being added. So, but basically it will usually be the previous month's agenda with the things that have been accomplished cut off and anything new needs to be folded into it. So, thank you.
Little point of information, Bill.
Okay, Nia?
Was that
I can't hear you, Nia.
Does that mean that the minutes won't be on this agenda? Approval of minutes won't be on this agenda? Is that postponed?
Lydia's suggestion was just applying to the next coordinating committee meeting.
Yeah, I think just for agendas in general, right?
To get us a draft agenda, a draft PNB agenda in advance of the coordinating committee meeting.
That was for the minute.
Okay, well, it doesn't address the minute specifically.
Wait a second.
Okay. We haven't decided yet what to do about the minutes.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's see if we can take care of that now. It is running late. And I don't know if we're going to get to the proposed bylaws amendments. I guess not. But let's decide what we're going to do about the minutes, though. Suggestions?
Summer.
Okay, Summer.
My suggestion is to leave them on the agenda. I don't know that we're going to get this issue resolved in a timely fashion for this particular set of minutes. I think that Nia will most likely have objections, which should be noted for the record, and probably the minutes will pass otherwise. And I think if we duly note objections, there is a record of those objections. But I do hope that we don't simply slide backwards and not approve minutes for many months at a time because disagreement about them. I would rather note the disagreements on the record and move forward nonetheless. So if there's no objection, I'd prefer to keep approval of the minutes on there and ask everyone to go ahead and take a look at them. But it's up to the body.
Madam, Mr. Chair.
Is that Lydia?
Hello?
I couldn't tell who that was. Lydia?
Is someone else trying to speak? This is Lydia.
And Carolyn on the stack, please.
Okay, well, go ahead, Lydia.
Oh, okay. So this is a question. Do we have a process by which we can provisionally approve the minutes, and in other words, it's a step beyond the draft, but amend them later if we find, again, something, you know, in the audio that we missed? Do we have a mechanism to allow for that?
Roberts allows that to be done. Well, okay. Yeah, go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, there is a provision in Robert's rules. Minutes may be approved, and they may be amended at any time going forward, and they may be brought up for amendment more than once. In other words, the amendments may be amended. People may object to things after the minutes are approved, specific items. I think the problem here was that the objections were so broad, and some of them were answered.
There's a lot of noise in the background again.
Whoever's by the highway, mute your phone.
Did everybody
okay.
hear that? That yes, there is a process. Minutes maybe.
I heard it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Nia Bell.
And
this is Nia
okay,
Bell.
Let me just put myself just briefly. I'll put myself as an action item somewhere to. I need to go back my notes.
Point of information.
Because I forget some of the specifics. I think Nia had some good points on some of them, and I don't think I ever did finally respond in writing to them all.
Point of information. Yeah. Can Carolyn repeat that? I'm sorry, with the auto racing, I couldn't hear in the talking over. Can Carolyn repeat that, please? May I request her to repeat what she had said?
Bill, is that
Carolyn?
Yes, thank you. Yes, there is a provision in
between the speedway and the phone, huh?
Let's go. That's good. They're muted now, whoever it is.
There is a provision. Robert's rule says that minutes may be approved. And it's not provisionally, they're just approved, and then anyone can bring up amendments at any time later on after the fact. There's no time limit on how long thereafter minutes may be approved.
Okay, thank you.
This is Nia Bell.
Okay, yeah, Nia.
Okay. Let me say, I did those two sets, I forgot which set now, way in advance. The other one, we got 2 days before the actual meeting, and I did it a day before, meaning I just did it in one day, and it was brought up. If we were to try to do that with this group, I would be screamed at, say I'm being dilatory, just to ask, are they corrected? I really don't have the confidence that opportunity will be given. I think we need to just try our best to address them once and for all. The moment I get them, like I did before, as soon as I get them, I will turn around, I'll try to listen to them and verify them. Again, I can't do that with the executive session because I'm doing it from memory and some of it doesn't seem correct to me. So, Bill, if you have them, you know, then you can try to correct them.
Mr. Chair,
okay.
May I be on the stack? Teresa, on the stack.
Okay, Teresa, yeah.
Okay.
It's getting late, remember, so let's be brief. Go ahead, Teresa.
Well, does Nia have access to a copy for her to give the times?
A copy of what?
The
audio recording?
Of the executive session recording. She wants it for everyone, but does she have that? Can it be given to her for her to pick out the times?
May I make a point, Bill?
Okay. Hey, Carolyn?
Yeah, the minutes for executive sessions are a little different. There is absolutely no discussion in either set of minutes. Proves the only thing that may be said is that discussion followed. If the motions and the resolutions in executive sessions are all that get recorded, so the context of the discussions is not recorded. There's no opinions. There's no commentary. Executive session minutes are very brief and very sparse, deliberately. For exactly the reasons that Nia or Lydia brought up, that is, because there may be legal implications, no discussion is ever even summarized. It's just noted that there was discussion and that a vote followed, and the vote was whatever it is. That's all. So if there's a question of fact about the number of votes, that's something that can be researched. But there is no point.
Carolyn, my question is a point of information, and that is I heard you say something to the effect that that she didn't give you the times, and she wouldn't take
the
time
to give
you.
That was the open session.
Oh.